Shameless Media. No matter who you are, where you live, what you do for work, how rich or broke you might be, you're carrying around a secret. We all are. And this show, well, it's all about spilling them. Welcome to Everybody Has a Secret. My name is Annabelle Lee. I'm your host and ultimate secret sharer. Beside me, to my left, is producer Justine. Hello.
Hello, Annabelle.
And opposite me is my co-host for the day, Louis Hanson.
Hello.
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 You can't get rid of me.
No, and I would never want to because never. We love you.
It is so much fun. It's always a joy to sit down in the studio and chat to you both.
Have some chats, play some games, which is what we will be doing in this first segment of the show, which we call Spill It. So do not fear, I will not be getting you to spill one of your deepest, darkest secrets,
Great. But
we will be reading out other people's spillets for us to react to. So producer Justine jumped on Instagram and asked our listeners, what is the biggest way they've betrayed a friend, which apparently relates to the theme of today's secret.
Mm-hmm, it does indeed. This week's secret is all about betraying a friend.
Oh.
That was kind of beautiful. It's not a bit like melodic there.
Did we?
I think we did. Okay, are you ready, Louis, for this rapid round of reactions?
My body is ready. My mind is open.
We're ready. The first one. Gave a bad job referee report for my work bestie when she was applying for a new job. Oh, that hurts. That stings.
That hurts.
That's mean.
So was it like to keep the bestie around? They didn't want this bestie going working elsewhere?
I guess so.
I guess.
But how savage is that?
Or they just secretly thought that they were a shit worker.
Yeah.
By the way, that is cold.
So
that
cold.
Is cold.
Okay, our second spill it. Maid of honor in her wedding soon. I'm counting down the days it's over and planning on ending the friendship. God, we get so many like wedding debacle submissions. There's drama surrounding weddings.
She's literally waiting for the wedding to be completed before she just yeets out of
there. And she's going to be in every wedding photo.
But you know what? Like, I'd probably do the same thing. It depends. Like, if I was super fed up with the bride-to-be or the groom-to-be, I would do that. I would put my head down. I would go in survival mode. I would say, you're a piece of shit, but we're getting through this wedding. And then I think I would slowly ghost away. I'd soft ghost out of the picture.
Oh, we love a soft ghost. I also soft ghost on a night out. I don't like to say goodbye to people. I just step always slowly, head into an Uber.
Always. No, always. I will always smoke bomb. I will never say goodbye to anyone. It is a known fact.
It's the only way to do it, really. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Always.
She tried to hook up with my boyfriend at the time. Oh God, this is a long one. So I went to a nursery and paid cash under her name and got a truckload of manure dumped in her driveway so she couldn't move her car and had to shovel shit for 2 days. A lot of planning involved.
Speechless, but also kind of iconic.
So iconic. I give this a tick. Okay, an Annabelle approval tick.
I approve it. I think this is my favorite one thus far because it also required a little bit of creativity.
Yes. The next one was submitted by a friend who was betrayed, so kind of switched around.
Okay.
My bestie lied about being pregnant to get money off me for an abortion.
It's just like so hard hearing these little snippets because like what's the context? I need to know more.
That
why
is
would
so
you
true.
Lie?
Yeah. I guess if we had a whole secret written out about that, we'd probably at the end be like, I empathize.
Yeah.
But it's so us.
But you know what though? Like these little 20 character stories about people doing each other dirty, it does make me satisfied.
Yeah, it so does. Okay. Secretly dated her brother for a few months. Lots of people keep dating siblings a secret. I wonder what I would do if I was dating someone's sibling. I feel like I'd have to get it out there to be like, you all G with this?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Is this a betrayal? I question that. Is this necessarily a betrayal?
Well, I don't think it needs to be. I think if you were transparent about it from the beginning, being like, hey, I want to date your brother or sister. Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal.
I guess the fear is if it doesn't work out, then it ruins the friendship as well. But if your friendship's strong enough, you keep it going. The final spill it. Told everyone in my year that she said the guy she had a huge crush on had a small dick. Like, if someone did that to me, I would be heartbroken. But on paper, as a one-liner, it's kind of a bit giggle-inducing.
It's a bit giggle-inducing. These are savage.
So savage.
These are absolutely savage.
I'm trying to think of if I have my own example from my own life. I just simply cannot come up with something that matches something like this.
No, and this is why a game like this is my favorite thing in the entire world, because I would prefer to watch everyone else's drama from a distance with popcorn than divulge my own dramas.
Yeah.
So this is amazing. This is a shit show, but a shit show that I am devouring.
I've got one that I've just thought of, and this is like a story that I heard from a distance.
Friend of a friend.
Friend of a friend. Someone that I know had her friend borrow clothing and then sell it. Like, borrow it, being like, can I borrow this top? And then she sold it.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, right? Catches you off guard.
Oh, wow.
Again, coming back to the question, are these people really friends? Like, Louie, you said before.
Yeah.
I think you'll fucking hate each other. Also, Annabelle, your story reminded me of the time where my friend gifted me his like Air Maxes or something. He had quite a few pairs. So he just said, oh, I don't want these anymore. You can have them. I then was clearing out my room a month later and donated them to Vinny's, the Vinny's that was around the corner from him. And one day he calls me and he's like, hey, I just saw like
oh no,
these like Air Maxes in the front window of Vinny's. Like, are they mine that I gifted to you? And I was like, no. What, they even have the same marks and everything? What a coincidence.
Is this story that I heard from a distance about you? I think so.
Am I that person?
It is our favourite time of the episode. It is time to hear today's secret. Thanks, Justine.
Thanks,
Justine.
Louie, Annabelle, here are your envelopes containing your letters.
Thanks.
Every single time an envelope gets handed to me, I feel the exact same rush of emotion. It's excitement. It's fear.
Mm. It's fear. But this season, we don't have to actually open the envelope. They're not sealed, which is great because I have trouble.
I did that on purpose for you guys.
Thanks, Justine. Making your life so much easier.
Your welfare is in the front of my mind. Okay, this secret comes from listener Hayley.
Hi, Hayley.
Hi, Hayley.
This story starts last year. I was hanging out one night with my three girlfriends, Sarah, Anna, and Jade. We ended up playing drinking games at Sarah's house and decided to play Truth or Dare.
Spicy.
By this point, everyone was pretty well drunk or on their way. A few rounds in, it was my turn and I chose Dare. So my friend Sarah dared me to try and get two guys to send me nudes. I'd always been pretty open about enjoying nudes and sexting. I asked Sarah if there was any guy in particular who she wanted me to try and get nudes off, and she said, as long as it's not my boyfriend, I don't mind. I should mention here that I was single at the time, but all three of my friends had boyfriends, and I was pretty good friends with all of them. Anyway, when Sarah told me, as long as it's not my boyfriend, I don't mind, I took that as a bit of a challenge.
Oh, no.
What do we think's going to happen? What do we think's happening?
She's getting all of the boyfriends to send her dicks.
And she's going to she's gonna surprise them by being like, here, your boyfriend's dicks.
Here's your boyfriend's dick.
Guess who's who?
The panic that I'm already feeling right now.
So.
Sarah, Hayley, girls, what are we doing?
Girls behave.
I started messaging Sarah's boyfriend, Matt. Just a simple, hey, how's it going?
Absolutely not.
Pretty soon, we were messaging back and forth and my messages became more flirtatious. Oh. He reciprocated and started sending things like, I wish you were here right now.
Matt, no. I was rooting for you. Matt.
I am unsurprised, Matt.
I was intrigued. So I decided to message Anna and Jade's boyfriends too to see if they would respond in the same way. Again, I started off casual before working in more flirtatious lines and suggestive pics. At one point, the girls asked me how I was going with the dare. I just replied, oh, I'm trying, and left it at that. But all of the guys were into it, especially Matt.
Fuck these guys.
No. Hayley.
My messages with Matt grew more and more heated. At the end of the night, I was sleeping in the same bed as Sarah, his girlfriend, and it got to the point where I was sending nudes to Matt while Sarah slept next to me. To be honest, the whole situation really turned me on and got me going.
I'm panicked. I'm not going to lie. I need a brown paper bag.
I'm getting my period, so I feel a mixture of anger. I'm like, am I crying? I don't know.
It's okay. I got tissues.
The next day, Anna's boyfriend messaged me saying, did you mean what you said to me last night, or was it a drunk moment? I thought that this is my chance to get out of this. You can stop now. I don't know why, but I didn't.
No, listen to your thoughts. Stop now.
Instead, I ran with it. From there, I was regularly exchanging nudes and sexts with all three boyfriends.
There it is. There's the tea.
Things have slowly fizzled out with Jade and Anna's boyfriends, and the messages have become more and more infrequent. Jade, Anna, and I have grown apart too. But my relationship with Matt has reached a new level. He and Sarah ended up going through a really bad breakup, and afterwards, he and I became friends with benefits. Sarah has no idea that this is going on, even though she is one of my closest friends at the moment. To the best of my knowledge, my friends haven't found out. I have brought up that night and that dare since to sort of test the waters, but they haven't blinked an eye, and I haven't told them what happened. In a messed up way, I see this as my guilty pleasure. Of course, I feel guilty about what I did and have been doing, because these are my friends. But there is something about the whole mystery about being someone's secret that I find really fun.
No! Oh my gosh.
Hayley girl, I love you. I love you. You fucked up. But let's unpack Hayley's behavior to talk about the level in which she fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also what she should do about it. Because I think we all know she fucked up.
No, I'm like, what should she do? This secret is just like nothing I've heard before. She fucked up real bad. I want to know like the questions running through your mind right now. For me, it's why, Hayley? Why would you do this? And also to the boyfriends, why boyfriends? Why would you all reciprocate? What is the point of being in, I'm guessing, a monogamous relationship?
Mm-hmm.
If you're just going to go sexting your girlfriend's friends.
I'm just panicked.
Yeah.
Not only did she message all three of her girlfriend's boyfriends, but all three boyfriends reciprocated.
Yeah.
You're joking.
Yeah.
I feel panicked.
It's like,
I'm panicked right now.
I just feel scared for everyone for some reason. It's just fear running through my veins.
My first question is, because I don't know, I don't have the answer, is there any reason at all where Hayley hasn't fucked up astronomically? Is there any kind of devil's advocate moment that we can bring to the table?
You raise a very good point. I'm like,
and I'm putting you on the spot because it's hard.
I'm trying to connect here with Hayley. I'm trying to understand how I can humanize this decision.
Mm.
Potentially if like Jade, Anna and Sarah like weren't great friends. I don't know, but like nothing warrants this level of duplicity. I think this maybe would be a little bit different if the boyfriends hadn't reciprocated. And maybe you could be like, this is just a really messed up joke that I took too far, but it stopped where it stopped. But the fact that the boyfriends responded, she then kept going with it.
It's something else entirely. Guys, we will delve into all of the grey areas very soon. But first, let's hear a word from today's sponsor.
Hi guys, my name's Michelle. I am the co-founder of Shameless Media. And I'm very, very proud of the episode you are listening to right now. I'm just jumping in to ask you a favor. If you enjoy the content we put out, we are an independent media company. So we really thrive on your support. Supporting us is really easy. The best way you can do it is actually click follow in your podcast feed. Every follow we get, so when you follow a Shameless Media podcast, whether that's Everybody is a Secret, our book club, Shameless podcast, or the soon-to-be Stylish, you actually help us out in the charts. So for every follow, we climb that little bit higher and then more people can find us, which means we can eventually put out more content for you to love. I would so, so, so appreciate it if you click follow. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Bye.
Okay, Louis, we're back.
We're back.
I have so much to talk about / vent about, and I'm not even a party of this story. Like, I don't even know these people, and I just feel like I want to vent. The fact that Hayley carried on with the whole shtick after the drunken night, I want to know why you think that made it so much worse, because, I mean, I think it's clear we both feel that way.
Yes. Definitely. I mean, I feel like there are various layers or tiers.
Uh-huh.
To the nightmare.
Yep.
As the situation just kept unfolding. So I wrote down the different tiers just really quickly in the ad break. Tier one was Sarah saying, don't message my boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
She did. Oh, and also, mind you, I feel like after every stage of each tier, there was a chance for Hayley to come clean.
Yes.
and yes, deal with the ramifications. But after each tier, if she had come forward, the fallback maybe would have been less. Tier one, she messaged the boyfriend. She could have come clean about that. She didn't. Tier two, she then decided to message all the boyfriends.
Sorry, I need to stop laughing.
Once again, she had a chance, as you said earlier, Annabelle, to come forward and say, look, I messaged all your boyfriends, but it was just a joke.
Yeah. And they could have been like too far, but she could have been like, oh, but in my opinion, it was funny. Yes. Could have ended there.
It was, you could, I feel like you could still at this point pull out the banter card and be like, it was just banter.
Yeah. I just got a different definition of banter.
Yeah. Like gaslighting everyone. Babes, it was just banter. Get over it.
Or she was drunk. Like she was on her way. So that's so another, true. Another.
I do refuse to believe the I was drunk excuse card though. Yeah. What is that? There's drunk, like a saying for
drunk
it.
Actions, sober mind.
Yeah.
Sober
that's the one. Yeah.
Wow. So true. And then the final tier was she messaged one of the boyfriends. I forgot his name because he is Satan in my mind. So we call him Satan.
Satan.
She messaged Satan and they just continued and it developed into something. And once again, I feel like at this point, you're at the point of no return.
Yeah.
You've really just fucked up.
Matt was Satan. Also, though, the other two, Satan's little assistants. I think, honestly, men get annoyed when people say men are trash. But it's like, God, this secret's just giving us every reason to believe that.
Literally, listen to this story and give me one reason why all men aren't trash. Yeah.
Bar Louie. Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I wrote one dot point that just said, all the boyfriends suck and are in the bin.
In the bin.
Every single one.
So I think we land on that. We land on the fact that all these boyfriends should not be in relationships. And we cast that aside and we focus on the friendship element of this secret. I want to go back to the first tier that you spoke about. The fact that Sarah explicitly told Hayley, don't message my boyfriend. Because that in itself is like, well, were you worried that like something was going to happen? There's so much in tier one. I think tier one could be broken up into multiple tiers.
Yeah.
I think a part of Sarah was like, oh, I don't trust my boyfriend. I think there was a part of her that was thinking that. I also think on Hayley's part, the way she acted was really careless because the warning to steer clear of Sarah's boyfriend prompted Hayley to do the fucked up thing that she was explicitly told not to do. So all in all, tier one, arguably, even though that tier didn't consist of the sexting and all of that, confused me the most. I was like, okay, this didn't even have to be a thing because you were told no. But you actively decided to do all the things you were told not to do.
Like, once again, how close were these friendships?
You know what I mean? Yes. Are these people actually friends? Do you actually value Anna, Jade, Sarah? Do you actually value their friendships that much?
Do you value the dolls?
Yes. I just implore you to really think about that because I don't know if the way you're treating them is indicative of that at all. I don't think you actually care about them.
No, and this is a really great story because even though there is a clear-cut right and wrong scenario here, it does bring up some interesting questions in my mind, some nuanced questions, if you will.
Yes.
That I feel like would be great to unpack. The idea of secrecy being a tool to amplify a romantic situation, mm-hmm. you know, secrecy being hot and sexy.
Mm, yeah.
I do think that an element of that is true. I have been in situations before, not to this extent and not behind my friends' backs, mm-hmm. where I've been talking to someone and for some reason it's felt a bit wrong.
So wrong that it's right.
Yeah. And so I do agree with the idea that in certain right environments, perhaps,
yeah.
a bit of secrecy is a bit fucking hot.
I agree. Mystery does make things more exciting.
Mm.
But as you said, it's all of the details and the context here that make it not exciting and kind of a dog move.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, please ask away.
Hi, Annabelle, how are you?
Hi, Louie.
Question of the hour, I feel, is does she come forward and tell the friends?
I mean, I think she should. If not, because it's really hard because it doesn't seem like she does value these girls as friends. So I don't know if her coming forward with the truth to warn them that their boyfriends, hey, all your boyfriends reciprocated and they quite quickly wanted to send me texts and receive my sex and all of that. I think for that sake, I think she should come clean because otherwise they'll just be stuck in these relationships where like cheating did occur and like maybe it has occurred before. But I just don't know if Hayley will come clean.
Justine?
Can I pose a question to you both?
Yes.
Please.
So what if Hayley didn't know these people but she was sexting their boyfriends? Would you sit here and say that she has an obligation to go and tell the girlfriends of the guys that she's sexting? Like, say she's a random person. She meets these guys on a dating app or something, is sexting them, finds out they have girlfriends. does she have an obligation to tell their girlfriends? Or is it because that she's a friend that she has to? Like, what makes it so she has to do it?
I think the friend element, look, it's honesty hour, okay? Uh-huh. I'm going to be honest. I have been, this is me coming clean, I have been in a couple of scenarios, actually, in my single days where I, like, hooked up with a guy only to find out down the line that he had a boyfriend, that he had a girlfriend. And it was just this, like, really, like, fucked up coincidence that just kept on happening in my life. Yeah. Like, I didn't go out looking for this. Mm. And in that moment, I honestly just felt as though I could, like, wipe my hands clean of the situation. Because from my perspective, I'm single. At the end of the day, I don't know you. Yeah, it's fucked up. Mm. But I don't feel a responsibility to share it. Because I was just like, I'm single. So it's not my fault.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I would run away from the scenario. Whether that is the right or wrong thing to do, I don't know. But I think the fact that they are friends adds this extra level of responsibility.
No, I think that's totally fair because it's also like you don't know the exact circumstances of their relationship.
Yeah.
And you don't want to opt in and be like, oh, I'm just going to throw this bomb and then potentially fuck up a relationship that I'm not really like invested in necessarily. I don't really know much about you, whereas there is that care element with Hayley and her friends. I would have done the same as you though. I really would have, because it's like you are a separate party, whereas here the idea of friendship is that you are in some ways a unit and you do care for one another in ways that like you'd want to bring up the truth, and the truth is important. Whereas for you it was like, well, whatever, you know, you were doing you and then you found out the truth.
We kind of knew what the situation was. We weren't emotionally invested, and I've never been one to follow up on a situation because I feel so hard done by. I literally just go, thank you, next. I move on. And yeah, like delete. I can cut quickly.
Yeah. Whereas here, if you value your friends, you don't want to cut them off.
Exactly.
You probably want to bring up the truth, right? I also want to know whether you think the fact that Hayley was sexting the boyfriends and like not having sex with them, do you think one's worse? Like, do you think the sexting is worse than actually if she had sex with these people?
I think that they're all on the same level of just fucked upness.
Yeah, it is a nightmare. You said nightmare before and I was like, it is like I'm living a nightmare. Yeah.
Annabelle, yes. Louis, I haven't told you the entire secret. There was a detail that I left out.
What do you mean?
I hope this detail makes some sense of this story.
There's a twist. Hayley gave me a little bit of extra information to justify and explain why she did what she did or why she doesn't feel she needs to tell them.
Fellow listeners out there, Justina's just handed us an extra piece of paper that says the twist in bold. It is headlined at the top of the page.
Okay,
so I am horny with nerves.
Okay, so here's what Hayley said. Anna and Jade are both okay with their boyfriends going on OnlyFans and paying for content. So if they didn't have a problem with that, why would they have a problem with me?
Because you know
you're their friend.
Yeah, you're their friend. And also the people that you watch on OnlyFans are strangers, yeah. And there's a difference, like OnlyFans versus engaging in sexual behavior and stuff with someone that you know pretty well, I'm assuming, if you're friends with these people and friends with their boyfriends. There is a big difference. There's potentially an emotional element as well.
And that's, I think, what do they say? The proof is in the pudding. In regards to Miss Hayley and Satan getting it on down the line physically.
Yeah.
So I feel like that in itself proved that very early on with the interactions, it was more than just a harmful interaction of sexting. There was immediate emotional connection from my perspective,
yeah,
when they first started interacting.
Can we separate out? So we've got kind of two scenarios here. We've got Hayley sexting Anna and Jade's boyfriends and that kind of going on, then that fizzling out. Then we've also got Hayley sexting Sarah's boyfriend, Matt, that becoming a Friends with Benefits thing after they broke up. So I think that those are two maybe separate. If you guys are being the judges here, maybe those are two separate cases.
Yeah. We are the moral compass of humanity.
So like thinking about Anna and Jade's boyfriends and the fact it was just sexting, the fact they are comfortable with their boyfriends receiving nudes via or looking at nude content on OnlyFans, like is, you were saying before, there's no difference between sexting and sleeping with them. Does this mean there's a difference? Does it mean that maybe it's okay?
Like potentially, I think there's a chance that if you were to tell Anna and Jade that Hayley was sending photos of herself to their boyfriends, there's a chance they could be like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like they consume OnlyFans content. I really don't care. But there's also a chance they could be like, hey, no, that's really fucked up, Hayley. You're our friend engaging in convo and sex and all of that stuff with our boyfriends. There's a connection there that I'm not comfortable with.
Like, yeah, it's fucked.
It's fucked. I think in my mind, they all kind of sit in the fucked area, but there's a hierarchy of fucked. Like the Haley and Satan, aka Matt, sit at the top. Very, very happily at the top.
They done fucked up.
And the others.
With peace and love, they fucked
up. Peace and love. And then the others kind of sit in like more of the center of the Venn diagram of confusion, that it's more case by case. You'd probably need to ask Anna and Jade. They might surprise us with their response. But I think if I was Anna and Jade, I would be a bit hurt.
Yeah. I mean, like if we put ourselves in their positions and like you found out that a friend of yours had sent nudes of themselves to your partner and that there had been some like reciprocated energy, you would be furious.
Like, oh, you liked her all along?
Yeah. Like if my friend sent my partner nudes and like the energy was reciprocated... Oh, like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
what the fuck is
there
happening?
There is no way that I could ever justify that. I'm like, you fucked up. We're meant to be friends. And when you, you know, you go into a friendship, you almost sign this like invisible agreement of like loyalty, right?
Yes,
like,
yes.
That's the basis of friendship. And that paper was thrown out the door.
Out the door.
I have a question though.
Yes.
Actually, it's more of a statement. It's more of a thought that has arisen.
Yep. Put it out there.
Obviously, if we're... From a moral perspective, the right thing to do would be to come clean and tell her friends. I think my advice to Haley is to not say anything. Because, look, Haley has come and she has given us this story. So we're speaking to Haley. You know, Haley, what should you do? I think that Haley has gone too far to the point where she's telling all of those three friendships would immediately ruin them, immediately ruin all of her friends' relationships, and she would forever be seen as not the best person. So I'm thinking, like, if I was in Haley's position, I would just cover my tracks. I'm going to be honest. Because I'm thinking if Haley really does want these friendships in her life, there's no way she's going to come back from revealing what happened to them. There's no way that she is going to maintain and continue all three of these relationships having fucked up this bad. So, Haley, if you want to keep these friendships, I would say conceal, deny. I'm sorry.
But, like, what is the point of friendship? Are you supposed to be fucking over your friendships and just being like, I'm going to keep it a secret and then we're just going to move on and you're going to not know that I've done this huge thing? I don't know, because I don't think, you said before, like, let's put ourselves in Haley's position and what would we do? Oh, like, I guess to keep the friendships alive, we'd keep it a secret. I don't think you or I or Justine would ever find ourselves in a position like this, which is why it's hard to ask moral questions like, oh, morally, what should she do? Because I don't know if she had the most aligned moral compass, she would have done all of this stuff, which is why I'm like, I don't think she'll tell the truth because she's kind of done all this stuff that I'm not sure about. But I would think that telling the truth would be the best option moving forward.
I love this.
Are we fine? Are we, we've got opposing views.
No, this is amazing. This is a full devil and angel scenario right now in Haley's ears, on her shoulders.
I just tend to always go tell the truth, which is not always the case. Sometimes it is better for everyone if some things are kept concealed, but this is just too big. I'm going to go back to what I said at the beginning. I don't think Haley really values these friendships the way she should. And if she is being like the most respectful friend, coming clean, in my opinion, would be the most respectful thing to do because this does involve other relationships that these women, these three friends, probably put on a pedestal. Like, romantic relationships are things that people hold really dear to them. And I don't know, I think keeping this a secret could ruin a lot more than just the friendship going on in this secret.
Feeding into this, I have one more question for you guys.
Any more twists?
No, I promise that's all the twists I have. In terms of the boyfriends and their culpability, their responsibility in this situation, how responsible do we feel they are for creating this mess? And does that impact about whether they should tell the girlfriends or not? Like, telling particularly Anna and Jade, who are still in relationships with these boyfriends, would it be helpful for Haley to tell them what happened? Because maybe they shouldn't be in these relationships. Maybe it would be important to know the truth about their boyfriends. But I think it depends on how responsible and how culpable we think they are.
Oh, they fucked up just as much as Haley did. Like, let that be known. Uh-huh. It is a full 50-50 scenario here. Mm-hmm. Everyone absolutely fucked up. Haley, because she is the girl's friends, and the boyfriends because they are the boyfriends.
Yeah. Yeah, I cannot order the culpability of these people.
Absolutely not. I'm a bit shook that a couple of them are still in their relationships. Not gonna lie, if I was the boyfriend, I would absolutely think that I should come forward.
But should Hayley come forward to end the relationship? Because she, knowing that that information might end the relationship, but it might be the information that those girlfriends deserve.
Yeah, like she owes it to them at least to be honest about their cheating boyfriends.
Mm. Yeah, but I don't know if she will, but I think it's probably the right thing to do. But on the other hand, if she doesn't say anything, I'm sure because the boyfriends don't sound like the best boyfriends, that they'll do something later on down the track that does let these girlfriends know that these boyfriends aren't all that.
Do you think the saying once a cheater, always a cheater is real and valid?
I think there's validity in that, but I don't think it's ever black and white. Sometimes people cheat because they're unhappy and maybe that could be fixed in a relationship if they talked about it and communicated.
I do want to say though, Hayley, thanks so much for the tea. Yeah. I know, because I feel like we dumped a lot of shit on Hayley.
We did.
In this episode, but like, thanks so much for coming forward with that juicy bit of tea.
Thank you. Oftentimes I feel like when I go hard, I forget these are real people. So Hayley, thanks for giving us some entertainment to work with today.
No, like, and thank you for opening up to us about this, because honestly, from a distance, to observe this, kind of iconic. You know, like, it's a bit of drama.
It's like movie, TV kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you do, Hayley. We want to know. We're curious.
Please.
Louis, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, as always. I love you.
Love you too.
And as always, big love to everyone for listening.
If you have a secret you're itching to spill, write us a letter and mail it to our PO box. You'll find all the details about where to send your letters in our show notes. Of course, if the old school mail system isn't your thing, feel free to email your secret to us at hotline@shamelessmediaco.com. Everything we read will, of course, be kept completely anonymous. As for socials, you can find us on Instagram @everybodyhasasecretpod and on TikTok @everybodyhasasecret. See you next Friday.
Bye.
This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.